Hey everyone, day two at the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine is complete. VEN bringing you continuous coverage, and we're here to wrap up the day. Day two was Mike Zimmer's day right here in the media center. He had his annual Combine presser at podium number one.
Obviously, we're looking at all positions. One of the things we have to be very careful about, I think, with us is that we have been good on defense the last few years, but we don't ever want to slight that side of the ball. We want to make sure that that continues to be a strength for us and then add to some other sides. So when we get down to it, we're going to try to figure out the best player that we can pick wherever it is. It might be a, you know, another corner or something like that. But we have to be able to do that. Now, obviously, we're going to look very hard at the offensive line there. We're going to look in free agency and all these places to fill holes. But I just want to be extremely careful that we don't rob Peter to pay Paul.
Mike Zimmer wasn't done at the podium. He also spent some time with some other people in the media center. That includes Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio, Sirius XM, NFL Radio, and, of course, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, and his co-host, Paul Charchian.
I've talked to Terrence a couple times.
Yeah?
You know, we have a great relationship. You know, one of the good things about and mostly defensive guys after the season. You know, a lot of them came in, and Terrence obviously is one of them, and said, "Coach, I want to talk to you." And, you know, it's one of those things like, you know, I want you to be the best head coach you can be. So I'm going to say this in a nice way. You know, here are some things that I think you can do better.
Really?
You know, actually there was quite a few guys.
As a coach? Or like the person or schematically?
Not schematically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay there.
When we were all done with Coach Zimmer today, we went out and about and we found one of our favorite media members, Pete Prisco from CBS Sports. He talked about a lot of things, including fixing the Vikings offensive line, and he even had a suggestion.
What about Whitworth? I mean, you know what? Mike Zimmer knows Andrew Whitworth. He was with him in Cincinnati. And Whitworth, you know, look, he's comfortable in Cincinnati, but Andrew Whitworth is still playing at a high level. What's he want? Does he want to leave Cincinnati? Who knows? Maybe he wants to go to a team that he thinks is a better fit for him. If I were them, I would take a run at Andrew Whitworth. I mean, look, Khalil's an unrestricted free agent. That's something they got to decide on what they're going to do with him. I know most Viking fans probably think he should go, right? I mean, isn't that the consensus pretty much?
Well, yeah, maybe, but then, you know, halfway through the season, I think everyone wishes that he was in the lineup.
Right. You know, you never know how good a player is until he's not there, okay? So I think Whitworth would be a good fit for them.
And finally, we actually heard from some players here in the media center today. Offensive linemen, running backs, and some of the specialists made the rounds at the podiums. Here's some highlights.
They always say it's a fun process to do. You know, it's always about business. But, you know, it's just once-in-a-lifetime thing that not everybody invited to. And I'm just so blessed to be here. And I'm going to make the most of it.
Just want to go out there and throw the football well, show them I can throw the football well, be accurate with it, put touch on it when need be, and as well in all the tests and be able to show them how athletic I am.
I learned a lot. You know, I got a wonderful family, you know, wonderful people in my corner. So coming from Tech City, for people that really don't make it out, people, you know, I know a lot of people counted on me and my brother to, you know, make it here to this point. You know, ever since we were kids, we always heard make it to the NFL, make us proud, make Tech City proud, stuff like that. So I don't really feel like it was pressure, but to some certain extent, it was pressure for me to get here and, you know, be able to put my city on the map and also be able to, you know, just reach levels that other people didn't reach, you know, coming from where I came from.
Tomorrow is day three. It will be another busy day. You're going to see on-field testing begin for the players who were in the media center today, offensive linemen, running backs, and specialists. And then another group of players will make the rounds right here in the media center. That will be wide receivers, quarterbacks, and tight ends. Of course, our coverage from the Combine will continue. More interviews and more highlights here at the podium and in the media center. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you tomorrow.